Thanks.
So now on the Innovation Show, we welcome founders of iCabby, Gavin Walsh and Bob Nixon. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
Thanks.
Good to have you here. So we have to mention there's another founder before we get into this because he couldn't make it today.
He's busy in the office working, yeah.
So who's that?
Niall O'Callaghan.
Niall, okay. Well, tip of the cap to Niall. And so let's get into the story of iCabby and how you formed the company.
Yeah, it was back in June 2009. I was on holidays in Portugal with my heavily pregnant girlfriend. We went out walking one of the days and we got badly lost in a very remote area. I just got one of the first ever iPhones, and an idea kind of struck me whilst lost out walking that it'd be cool to be able to see live taxis on the map on my phone and then to be able to book one by pushing a button without speaking to anybody. So I got very excited about this concept, and the day I got home I really started putting a team together that would be able to turn this idea into a business. So I teamed up, first of all, with a very talented developer called Niall O'Callaghan. We initially built a very early stage concept similar to Uber or Halo. So the idea was to cut out taxi companies, basically, to provide a direct connection between customers and drivers. Bob Nixon had been a friend of mine for a long time and kind of,
past tense, Bob.
We've been in business now a while, but he had a lot of experience commercially, so we brought him in quite early. So the three of us really were founders in the business.
So just to put it in context, so when you had the idea, there was no Uber and Halo.
Do you know what? Around that time.
Same time.
The same guys were having the same ideas, but you know.
Yeah. I'm
not Travis. I'm not that guy, but it was a new concept at the time. There wasn't, it was really the start of the mobile revolution and how it was going to disrupt the entire taxi industry.
And why did you, like, was it purely a problem? Like, you've no background in this at all.
Look, I've had a lot of different businesses over the years. My family business is Irish School of Motoring, so I was kind of destined to take over that business. Yeah. But I just love technology. I love mobile technology.
Yeah, yeah.
The last few years, it's incredible what you can do from your mobile phone. And to have a business now that's kind of creating the future for taxi companies, it's been a great journey.
Yeah, brilliant. And so, Bob, then you guys met, you were friends anyway. And
yeah, we were friends and we actually had quite a similar working background. I was involved in a family business that did guidebooks, Georgina Campbell Guides. And clearly I got involved in that in 2005. And it was very obvious to me that, like what Gavin was saying, that the future was in mobile apps and so on. So I got involved in bringing everything in the guidebook online and onto apps. I believe that we're the first to do it anywhere that I know of, because it was always thought that content is the holy grail and you can't give it away. And that business, what we saw actually is very similar with today in the taxi industry. In the taxi industry of Uber and Halo, challenging the makeup and the status quo, and in publishing it's TripAdvisor. And so what we're really seeing is everything is online, touch of a button, and user generated, and the user wants everything as quickly as possible, as easily as possible. That's the same idea now that's happening in transportation.
Yeah, and one of the things you would have seen is reviews. So reviews is an essential part of your business as well now, as it was then.
It's particularly when you look at Uber, they've got it's self-policing. If the driver's rating drops below 4.2, they just stop getting work. They don't nobody to answer to. So, where we moved into then really was traditional taxi companies. We pivoted from that B2C model into B2B. And what we do now is we're a software company developing taxi systems for taxi companies globally.
Yeah, so you've become a white label because unbeknownst to a lot of people, and this is where I thought your story, certainly from my perspective, needed to be told, because very cleverly, a lot of the apps we use, the individual taxi company apps, is actually powered by iCabby.
It's well in Ireland, we've 70% market share. In the UK, we're really targeting the large companies. We've over 50% of the companies over 500 cars. Importantly, those guys are growing phenomenally. So even as the market's changing, the small guys are having difficulty competing. Large guys are getting bigger. They're going to become very dominant in each city, just consolidation. US, we entered into last year. And look, demand has been driving our success because taxi companies around the world are desperate for answers, and we are the best answer in the world right now. We're providing the best technology, the right platform. We're evolving fast, we really are in the right time at the right place at the right time.
You did all the back end work, and like one of the things that you see is, so it reminds me a lot of publishing. So in a way, you have the big players, the big platforms. So in your world, it's Uber and Halo in particular. And in publishing, it's like Facebook and Google. And they're actually the gateway to the customer, essentially. And as a small publisher, you're going, I can't do this anymore. And I don't know if you've seen, but Jeff Bezos, when he bought the Washington Post, has created a publishing platform that's better than any other one that a publisher can build. And he's kind of doing what you've done with iCabbie. So he's going to, listen, you focus on your content. You focus on your business. We'll focus on the technology, and we'll actually join you to your customer. And then that's the magic. And that seems to be what you guys have done, because every one of those taxi companies trying to get in to be a technology player, all of a sudden, is just way too much for them to get their head around, and probably don't have the funds to do so.
Well, they're reliant on legacy dispatch providers. We just came out, you know, with the new platform. We came at a time where large companies are not going to trust their business on a new provider. But we spent all of 2012 working with one taxi company, VIP Taxis. You know, they took a massive risk with us, to be fair. They went live on the 7th of November 2012, which was a massive day for us. And then 2014, we put a company live in the UK, one of the biggest companies in the UK. The volume of bookings, these guys are doing over 100,000 bookings a week. Wow. If the system doesn't work, it's like, to be honest, changing systems, like probably trying to jump onto a speeding train. Yeah. And, you know, we've just gotten better at it. And now all the big companies in every market we go into are turning to iCabbie.
Yeah, so you've proven yourself at this stage. And so what was the story of getting started? So you met, you imparted the idea, you put a team together. But how did you start? I mean, how did you get off the ground funds-wise? Did you go to any programs?
Family and friends is always the first way. My father kind of helped us out quite a lot in the start. Then we joined the NDRC Launchpad in 2011. So that kind of gave us a bit of office space, a bit of mentorship, a bit of money, much needed money. We kind of used that, like, just really to get experience, because myself in particular, in building a business, I was certainly very inexperienced, so it's been a big learning curve.
Yeah.
And just to be honest, that's why bringing Bob in, he had more experience in his you know, working in his mother's business. But it's just speaking to as many people as you can, because there's so many pitfalls in every step of the way. We've a lot more to come, no doubt. And I think as a team, what we do very well is we kind of listen to our peers and we seek them out. And I think that's just absolutely critical for anybody starting out.
And is there an opportunity from a data play perspective? I mean, you guys are seeing tons of data coming through, so you can actually talk to like smart cities and kind of go, look, yeah, the flows we're seeing are here and there. Because you see Uber have invested like half a billion in their own map system, because they want to get away from the Apple Maps, yeah, and stuff like that. So data is your oil in a way.
Data is probably the biggest untapped asset that we've got within the business. We've got to be very careful how we deal with data, because clearly it's something people are very sensitive about, and that's not just individuals on the ground. That comes down to even say taxi drivers and even taxi company owners. The data is that their business is what their business is built on. Where the future probably is in an anonymized data, where, you know, it's not related to people at all. And as you say, with smart cities, with the movement of cars, and so on. But we're already seeing in the taxi industry where they're analyzing and seeing that quiet times during the day are a perfect time to do deliveries, for example. And so using data to analyze where taxis are going and when they're full and when they're not, opens up new revenue opportunities for the taxi companies and for the drivers themselves. So the biggest issue you have as a taxi driver is if you've nobody in your cab, nobody paying you, because you're either sitting there empty waiting for something, or you're driving and spending money on fuel, wear and tear and so on.
Yeah.
So the data will give the value for, you know, I mean, the smart cities thing is something that really, really excites me personally, to be honest. And, you know, it's seeing how cities are going to be really efficient, reducing car parking spaces, bigger parks and shared cars and whatever else, you know. But that's and it's probably a little bit further down the road than we're quite ready for right now.
Yeah, or the world is not ready for us.
Yeah,
yeah.
Got to start somewhere, though.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, it's really interesting what you said about. So, you know, I suppose the old way was you got a call from dispatch and goes, "Is anybody around O'Connell Street area?" And somebody's like, "I need this job," and they're actually out in Clontarf, and it's the customer who suffers. But you're actually seeing this now in real time that actually John here is right beside you. So John's the best guy to pick up because it saves on fuel as well. But like what you said about the delivery, because aren't they starting to experiment with that where that you're going, "Listen, I have the cars on the fleet on the streets. We might as well try and flip our business and get into another business," which is, you know, using what you have to better efficiency.
A great example is we've a very large company in Sheffield of 1,500 drivers. We can do any pickup anywhere in Sheffield in 4 minutes.
Wow.
Any time of the day. So there's no delivery company that can meet that. They just can't. So, you know, there's been a trial in one of our taxi companies with Amazon. Amazon are constantly trying to improve that last mile delivery. Obviously, they're talking about drones and so on, but there's definitely an opportunity to utilize the taxi network that we're building for other means. You know, there's so much change happening in the industry right now, and there's a lot more applications for our system and for the existing taxi drivers right now. As Bob said, when they're empty, you know, they can be used for other things.
Yeah, and your system is the gold. I mean, from a objective perspective, you know, you're going, you know, even in the world of a driverless car, the system still works. The system is gold because the system's still looking at entities moving around. Where's the best place to pick up? What's the best way to deliver? No matter what that is, you've built the system and you're optimizing that system time and time again. Well, Ian and the team are.
Yeah.
But that seems to be really, really what's really important.
Yeah, it definitely is, and it's as Gavin was saying, it's we're seeing opportunities come out of it. But traditionally, taxi companies would have had very specific areas they worked within. They would have been very protective of them. They would have viewed each other as being highly competitive, and even across the country, there might not be the relationships there that there are in other industries. Now what we're seeing is that in local areas, taxi companies are becoming friendly and looking at working together. So they then have strength in numbers, which companies like Uber and Halo have. But what we're also seeing is networks coming together of different taxi companies. So we have a big network of companies right across North Virginia who are all using iCabbie and who are working together. They've built their own products to plug into iCabbie as an open API-based system. Our customers, we encourage them to build their own products if they find that ours aren't 100% suitable, and that's all on the consumer side of things. So we're the engine and they build their own products. And they're building this network right across North Virginia that will, if I go on to Alexandria Yellow Cab app and book a cab in Charlottesville, I will get a Charlottesville cab come pick me up, even though I've just done it through their app. And then Gavin's very close to a network, similar network building up across the UK called Ride, that he might want to tell you about.
Yeah, it's a similar kind of story. A group of 10 of the biggest companies in the UK have joined together and they've built their own app. So again, they're using our engine, but they're building their own consumer facing products. We've also got, again, as I said, the industry's consolidating. So a big consolidator called Vizu has entered the market with the big fund behind them. They're buying up the biggest company in each city, and then they're going to buy the smaller ones all around to create these big hubs throughout the UK. So we've found ourselves in a very good position that the movers and shakers in the industry are all choosing our platform. We're going to be in Singapore in 2 weeks, I think. Mm. We're going to be in Canada soon. South Africa is now looking likely. You know, so it's been a hell of a ride.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's really, really great to hear. And so where can people get in touch? So you probably have most of the market here, so people will know of you. But where can people get in touch if they wanted to, from both a B2B perspective, but also from a funding perspective? Because is there an opportunity for funding for those listening that may have a few, Bob?
Yeah, look, you know, where we are right now is that you know, we've been growing very fast. We've been tripling every year. So, you know, from 200,000 revenue in 2013 to this year, we're going to hit 6 million. So that growth, we're taking on new people every 2 weeks. I think we're up to 64 people or something from in January 2015, just 20. So we're just growing at a really fast rate. And what the aim now is really to spend the next 6 months, our vision in that is to create basically to be the best taxi dispatch system in the world. There's a gap in the market for that position. We're going to take it. Next year, we're going to be looking at Series A funding. We've had some great opportunities come to us that were tentatively, but well, we are dealing with them. A big trucking company, one of the biggest trucking companies in the world, has come to us. We just successfully passed a trial with them, delivering a massive efficiency. We just gave them a taxi system. So that's been brought to the board of directors. So there's a good conversation coming soon with that. In America, we've got a big contract with the non-emergency medical transport company. Again, huge. These companies are huge companies. So next year, we're going to we'll go for Series A funding. We're going to rebrand, and iCabby will just be a division within the overall logistics company, because what we're seeing is, you know, even deliveries, everyone will know people presenting these old pieces of hardware that they sign a thing that doesn't really work anymore from the delivery companies. We do all that in a mobile phone. We do all the route optimization, the dispatch system. You know, we're doing not far off, probably 2 million bookings a week right now. If somebody doesn't get picked up, we hear about it. So the efficiency in our system, there's many applications that we can put it to. So, you know, as we progress, the opportunity is growing. So, yeah. Again, really exciting.
That's brilliant. And we really appreciate you coming in. Know you're busy, and wish you the best with all the travels and the funding. Gavin, Bob and Niall in absentia, thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.